Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Joshua from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
No.
Yes, you are, you said, right? Okay, thank you. We can definitely proceed in that case. And do you think of yourself as male, female, gender, queer, gender, non-conforming, not exclusively male nor female, or additional gender category or other? Please specify.
Excuse me?
Do you think of yourself as male or female, or gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male nor female, or an additional gender category?
What is this for?
Oh, it's mainly for politics, ma'am. Everybody's opinion counts. As you,
I don't do politics. I don't do politics. That's too corrupt. I don't do politics. Thank you.
But your opinion is important. You can express that as well through the course of the survey.
These people are probably not even going to look at that survey.
I'm pretty sure it's very short, and your answers are extremely important. Your opinion is important. That's the first question, just to make sure, do you consider yourself as male, female, gender, queer, gender? Thank you. So let's move forward in that case. And what is the year of your birth? Just the year, please.
1974.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your race, please? White, Black, African-American, American,
Black.
Indian, or Alaska? Okay, thank you so very much. Moving forward, also, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate? Associate's degree. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. Use any number from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay, and thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, and also please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that. The Democratic Party, any number from 0 to 10.
What is it now?
Any number from 0 to 10 about the Democratic Party, on how favorable or unfavorable you feel?
Unfavorable.
About a seven. Okay, so a 7 will be closer to it will be closer to warm and favorable.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very cold and unfavorable, any number from 0 to 10, you say 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Republican Party, any number from 0 to 10.
No, I don't do Republican. 0.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
I don't know him.
Oh, you never heard of him? Okay.
No.
Attorney General Josh Stein?
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump?
What's the rate on that?
From 0 to 10 still. Any number.
0 meaning what?
0 meaning very cold and unfavorable. 5 neutral. 0. Okay. Kamala Harris?
10.
Was it 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joe Biden?
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Who?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
About five.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent party, third party?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, Democrat Kamala Harris. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Or undecided? Okay, okay. Thank you, the Democratic candidate. And which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, if even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are more important to my everyday life. Or a statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A or B?
Read them again.
A is voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Statement B is my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Probably number one.
A, statement A, much more or somewhat more, would you say?
A.
Much more or somewhat more? Statement A.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? A, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. B, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. C, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for issues facing the American people. A, B, or C?
B.
Okay. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay, your own future, positive or negative?
What's that question?
If you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Depending on the government, everybody's future is going negative.
Okay, including your own future, so you feel negative still? In general.
Yeah, because the government is screwed up.
Okay. The future of the planet?
Well, yeah, that's screwed up too.
Negative too?
Maybe.
The future of the... Should I recall your responses negative?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't like any other candidates. I don't have time to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't know enough about the candidates or other. You can select two.
I think it was the second to the last one you read.
Okay. I don't know enough about the candidates, or is it because voting doesn't change things that matter to me?
Not that one.
Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter?
That one, yeah.
And you can select one more.
What was that first one?
Racist politicians have made it too hard for me to, and people like me to vote?
That one.
Okay. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, all politicians, MAGA Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
That 1 in 3.
Racist politician and MAGA Republicans. Okay. Below it is below this list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, a 5 means that you are neither concerned nor concerned, and a 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as a president, even if those things were illegal. From 0 to 10, how much does that threat concerns you to be a threat for democracy in America?
And you said 1 was what?
0 is not concerned at all. 5 is neither concerned nor unconcerned. 10, very concerned. Any number between 0 to 10, okay? Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. 0 to 10.
7.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
5.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Creating what?
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
And that's a 10.
Okay. And increasing political violence in response to American elections.
How much longer we got? I got Aaron
Rum. Almost done. At 60% almost. Yeah, thank you. Your opinion is very important. Increasing political violence in response to American elections? From 0 to 10.
Increasing what?
Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Yeah, about
that's a 10. Okay, having armed... Okay. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that the only the right type of voters get to vote. 0 to 10, any number.
5.
Thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
5.
Arresting and jailing on individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
That's a 10.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Excuse me. Say that again.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
L8.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Say that again.
How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your country today? Big problem,
10.
Somewhat of a problem. No,
big,
that's not a
big problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you know personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so very much. And below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about that statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and a 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is, MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections. From 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Since our nation's founding, APACtion has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. 0 to 10.
10.
Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power themselves. 0 to 10.
Who was that?
MAGA Republicans.
10.
Are attacking our freedom. Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. Just one moment, please. One moment. And now, here's a list. We're 82% almost done, ma'am. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Engaging in civil disobedience, boycotting a company, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, posting on social media, talking to friends and family about politics, attending city council meetings, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving forward, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. 0 to 10, any number, please.
0.
Still zero. Okay, one last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party undecided. Would vote for
Kamala,
the political
Kamala, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union or no?
No.
Okay, do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Rent.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Bye-bye. United States.
Both of them, right? Okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? So Biden the Democrat, Donald Trump the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed,
full-time.
Retired? Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, and we're at 98%. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between
$45,000 to $500,000?
Okay, $25,000 to $34,999?
Yeah.
That one. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.